should give me a little warning about the water around here. God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like what you see, senor.
Uh-huh.
Catch you later, then.
Slender.
Those cheerleaders. Whenever they're around, no one gives me the time of day.
I do.
You know what I mean, Orlando. I mean, no one in my species.
Well, then, why don't you go to the cheerleading tryouts?
Maybe I will. When are they?
Tomorrow, just like it says.
I know what it says. I mean, what time are the tryouts?
3:00. Can't you read?
Of course I can read. See? Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta go pee. Hello, I'm Jerry Blank. 32 years ago, I dropped out of high school and ran away from home. Oh, I made a lot of friends. Did a lot of time. I was a boozer, a user, and a loser. I stole the TV. Did some overtime. But now I'm back in school. And though the faces may have changed, the hassles are just the same.
All right. Anyone who doesn't not want to avoid passing the midterm exam, raise your hand now. Okay, those of you who raised your hands will fail, as you requested. Now, whose turn is it to read aloud? Susie, why don't you read chapter 1 of Moby Dick?
Mr. Noblet, we're going to be cheering on the football team this weekend, so it's probably best if I save my voice.
Good idea, Susie. Here, why don't you buy yourself something girly? Okay, who is next?
Who wants to read aloud from this very long, very difficult book? How about you?
Jerry?
Actually, I'm trying out for cheerleading tomorrow, and I should save my voice, too!
Jerry, that lame excuse is not going to work when you use it.
I've already read this one. Isn't this about that guy?
We're all waiting, Jerry.
All righty, let's see. There was this old man with a bear, and he became friends with a big white fish. And they became such good friends that the fish moved in with the old man, but his old lady freaked out on him. So the fish, Dick, decided to go on a road trip. And he got busted because they found out that he had a lot of narcotics hidden in his belly. And so he actually did 5 to 10 at the state pen.
Beautifully read, Jerry.
Thank you.
Chip, why don't you read the next chapter?
Meanwhile, repeating a string of insufferable maledictions, retreating not the thousandth part of an inch, shattering the eyes.
Lady?
Hey, Jerry. Didn't you read the sign? Cheerleaders only.
Mind if I sit here?
Nope.
I'm Glenn, the bus driver.
Jerry, the passenger. If you're the bus driver, then why aren't you driving the bus?
Well, Jerry, many years ago, I was hired to be the bus driver here at Flat Point. Give me all the important routes to school in the morning, back in the afternoon, you name it. I remember the first day I ever sat behind that roundy thing.
The wheel?
The wheel, right, the wheel. It was a gray afternoon. Hi, kids. Welcome to my bus. Come on, guys. Let's get going. Let's go. On the bus. Time to go home. I was raring to go.
Hey, pretty one. Hi, how you doing?
All right, everybody in? Let's hit it.
The weather was clear that day. The road was wide open, yet
for some reason, I heard a tiny voice inside the head of the little man inside my head telling me, "Don't do this. Don't do this, Glenn." I don't know how to drive, Jerry.
Well, then how'd you get the job as a bus driver?
I told him I could.
Oh.
I thought it would just kick in, but it never did. Eventually, they pressured me to drive. What was I supposed to say to that, Jerry?
That you can't?
Oh, sure. Hindsight's 20/20. You have no idea what it's like to not be able to do something that everyone expects you to be able to do.
Oh, I think I do, Glenn. And I also think that maybe it's time to stop not doing what you pretended you can do and can't. And start doing the thing that you can't do, but can no longer pretend that you can.
You're right, Jerry. You know, one day, I'm going to get back behind that
wheel,
and I'm going to drive.
Yes, you will, Glenn. Just make sure I'm nowhere near when the time comes.
For the things she can do. She's perfect.
I agree. She's in.
Next up, Jerry Blank.
Give me a V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
What's it spell?
Jerry, what does V-I-C-T-O-R-Y spell?
Fandango. Hobo camp? Hobo camp?
Jerry Blank is illiterate. Calm down, people. We will postpone these tryouts until after we have all recovered from Jerry
Can't even hear me, you illiterate!
Jerry.
What do you want?
Look, Jerry, it doesn't matter that you can't read. Don't listen to all that crap. It doesn't change who you are.
Really?
Yeah. You want to go see a movie tonight?
I'd love to, Daniel. Thanks.
Great. I'll pick you up at... Oh, wait a minute. It's a foreign film with subtitles. I guess it does matter that you can't read. You dumb, no-reading loser.
Jerry, I'm an obtuse man, so I'll try to be oblique. Your illiteracy has made me the whipping boy of this school district. I attended a school board meeting this morning, and they all had their little laugh. It was a feeding frenzy of cackling hyenas, and I was the wildebeest carcass. So, you will learn to read, Jerry Blank, and Mr. Noblet here is going to teach you.
I'm not working with him. He hates me.
Nonsense, Jerry. Every student macaroniously believes that their teacher hates them.
Actually, on this one, she's right on the money.
What's the difference? You two will be working together. Get used to it. I tell you what, Blank. You let Mr. Noblet here teach you to read. And I'll push back the tryouts so that you can have a chance to squeeze that misshapen hulk of yours into a cheerleading outfit.
Mr. Noblet, do you think I could learn how to read?
Well, anything's possible, Jerry. It all depends upon me and how much time I'm willing to put in.
Get to work. Full speed ahead on the Ignorance Express.
Okay, Jerry. I think the first thing we should do is figure out what grade level you're reading at. Okay, do we start with the Jane or maybe do we start with the Mahabharata? No. Why don't you show me what you know?
This is crazy. I can read.
So read.
Book. Desk. Desk! More than one, singular. Chair. Shiv.
Okay. Looks like we'll be starting in the womb.
Why don't we just try the alphabet? Okay, I'm going to hold up a card that has a letter on it, and you try to tell me what letter that is.
B.
I haven't held up the card yet, Jerry. Okay, ready?
Teepee. Doggy bone. Pitchfork on its side with the handle broken off. Faggot. Just a reading joke.
Let's try this one last time. J.
J.
Eh.
Eh.
R.
Mm.
E.
E.
Great. Now put it all together.
Gypsy. Filthy, dirty, thieving gypsies.
Stupid!
What?
I spell it out for you, but you don't know how to read. So I'll just say this as delicately as I know how. You are a big, fat, stupid, zero fatty.
Fatty? That's it! I've had it! Surely it doesn't work all this! No!
Este estudiante es muy grande y muy gordo. Repita.
Este estudiante es muy grande
y muy tarde.
No, excuse me. I'm looking for driver's ed.
Oh, this is driver's ed. Because of a school budget cutback this semester, we are combining driver's ed and Spanish. So, siéntate.
I'm in continuing adult education.
Now, open your driver's ed libro. ¿Dónde está the stop sign?
I don't understand this. This is in Spanish.
Exactamente. ¿Cómo se llama usted? Me llamo señora María de Los Ángeles Pons Montes García y Pérez. ¿Cómo se llama usted?
Glenn.
Hola, Glenn. ¿Dónde está the stop sign? Oh, eso no es. Eso es the yield sign. Aquí, the stop sign. Yield sign, stop sign. Yield sign, stop sign. Ah, mucho estúpido. Repitan. Mucho estúpido. Mucho estúpido.
I'll never learn how to drive. Never!
En español. Nunca. Nunca.
The big fat zero, not me.
Hold it, Jerry.
Hey, I'm blowing this joint. You with me?
You're right. Who wants to be a bus driver?
Who wants to be a cheerleader?
You want to be a cheerleader? Aren't you kind of chunky?
Come on, let's go get hammered.
Big game.
Phil always gets us to the game so safely.
And Phil is the best bus driver ever.
I know. He's our hero.
Phil is our hero.
Phil. Stupid.
Ready for my lesson, Chief?
I don't think so, Jerry. I can do no more.
What do you mean?
I mean I quit.
But I want to be a cheerleader.
Why don't you try to be something a little more realistic, like a paperweight?
Paperweight? No, I still want to be a cheerleader.
Look! I have done my best to shove knowledge into that skull of yours, but nothing takes. God, I wish I knew what was going on inside your head. I guess I'll never know.
I came by to see the progress. How's it going, Blake?
Okay.
I'm impressed. What else can you spell? How about this?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, well, spell it.
Okay.
What a shame. I moved back the cheerleading tryouts to give you time to conquer your idiocy. But clearly, idiocy has won.
Here you go, Jerry. You can have these as a souvenir of your failure. Perhaps you could have a 4-year-old decipher them for you.
Just more shame.
But I couldn't conjugate the verbs. And a harm, and a home, and a hay. I'll never learn how to drive.
But Glenn, you can't give up. I didn't give up. Well, actually, I did, but later I didn't. And the same thing can happen to you. Well, I bet if you got behind that wheel and just relaxed, you'd know what to do. Right, everybody?
No.
See, we're all behind you, Glenn.
Thanks, Jerry, but I already tried that once before.
But you've never tried it twice before. Glenn, Glenn, Glenn,
Summer with a twist on Comedy Central. Don't miss Men at Work, Men at Play, and Men in Lingerie on an all-new episode of The League of Gentlemen next.